right, lads. Welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? Thanks for liking, subscribing and sharing and coming on back. I do appreciate that. Follow me on all the social medias and, you know, Mick Thomas Comedy. And get this podcast wherever you get your podcast from. Spotify, blah, 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 blue, blue, blue. I don't need to tell you where that is. And also available on YouTube, still shadow banned. Not much traction going to be on YouTube for a while until I fall in line and kind of pick a topic that that is going to keep YouTube happy, which I don't know what that is. I just talk about what I want to talk about, and if it seems to upset them, it seems to upset them, so I do apologize. But also check out the Manxiety Show, also available on YouTube, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Me and my buddy Corey Brooks, that is out now. New episode, we're back, we're in the swing of things again. Looking forward to bringing the show to you. Come see me live. I'm all over the place, New York. If you're around New York, come see me in the city. I'm at the Comedy Cellar, Comic Strip, West Side Comedy Club, Gotham Comedy Club. I'm where you want. Loads of McThomas. If you're on Long Island, July 7th, Theatre 3, Port Jefferson. July 10th, I am at Mulcahy's. It's really pronounced Mulcahy's, but I'll play America. Mulcahy's in Wantagh. And on the 12th, I'm out east, out in the Hamptons at Stephen Talkhouse. It's a nice little venue out there, very personal venue. I'm looking forward to it. And on July 22nd, Arizona, I will be there for two shows at the Nile Theatre. I'm looking forward to that. And my last gig I want to promote for the summer, I will be down in Florida, which I love, and I'm getting attacked on Facebook for saying I like Florida. That's the world we live in, but maybe we'll talk about that in another episode. I am down at Madcap Comedy Club in New Smyrna Beach on August 18th, 19th. Tickets on sale for all of the above. Now go get them. I figured this podcast is recording early, right? It's now Saturday night. I'm about to go and do a show tonight at Westside Comedy Club. So it's out early now. The audio version's out early, but the YouTube version will come out on its regular morning, Monday morning. But I was going to hold off for as long as I could about talking about this, because everybody is talking about, and that is the old Yellow Submarine, the Yellow Submarine. No, it ain't. We're talking about the submarine that everybody, I don't need to remind you. I'm sure you have heard of it. Unless you're living at the bottom of the ocean. Hey, oh, thank you. I get it. No? All right. Let's talk about the submarine. It was five-person crew, and it was owned by OceanGate. The company owned OceanGate, and they lost 45. They lost contact 45 minutes after the submarine. Is it set sail or submerged? It was 21. It's a 21-foot sub, and after it left the mothership, and it was supposed to go down and look at the Titanic. Five people lost their lives in there. It's now come back reported five people died. The five people are Hamish Harding, Shahzada, sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong to your family, Shahzada Daywood, his son Suleiman Daywood, Paul Henry Nargalet, and Stockton Rush. And sorry, I'm horrible with names. And so they went out 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, and they were diving 13,000 feet below the sea level to see the wreckage of the Titanic. And that ticket would have cost you $250,000. Luckily, there were some billionaires on the ship on the submarine to fund that, and it was easy. So you go down, you loot, right? That's the thing about like rich people. And I'll get into the jokes in a minute about what people are saying about it. You know, not just me, but what the rest of the internet and the world is saying about it. I just kind of didn't think rich people, you know, I don't know. I thought it is a thing to do when you have that much money, right? When you have that much money, it's like, you gotta, what are you going to do? Like, I just thought they mostly went to like billionaires, like, you know what I mean? They kind of go to that Epstein Island, whatever, and they get their fuck on in weird ways. Because once you're a billionaire, I don't think the normal, everyday, mundane living kind of excites you, right? Like, you don't just want to have sex. You go to fuck parties. Now, I've been to many, I've done shows for millionaires before. Maybe there was a billionaire in the room. I don't know. I've done a lot of private gigs where they pay Dance Monkey Dance, BR Entertainment. I've done a lot of gigs for a lot of rich people, private people. and they do throw money around. But you know what are they going to do, right? So if you are a normal man or a woman out there and you want to go have sex, right, if you're, you know, you go, you take the person and then you have sex with them, and that was a great night, you might go watch a movie afterwards, have some chocolate. I love a bit of chocolate. I crave chocolate before, after, during sex. Love a bit of chocolate, me. But so I think these billionaires, like, they just crave doing it in a room full of masked people, much like the movie Eyes Wide Shut. And they all get their, you know, they all get their fuck on. And they get their kicks in different ways, right? I suppose they're not like they're the everyday person. So what they do is, like, I'm speaking out of experience. But, you know, you have that kind of money, what else are you going to do? Like, what else are you going to do? If you have that kind of money, if you're a billionaire, what do you do with your money? How do you get your excitement, right? You're not going to, like, I don't know, go to Dave and Buster's, right? Dave and Buster's ain't going to do it for you if you're a millionaire. So you have the money to throw around. You like the movie Titanic, and you go, you know what? Wouldn't it be nice to go have a look at that? So you get in your sub and you go down and off you go. And the funny thing is about, like, the world, the internet has really kind of come after, and it was more discussed over how they spent their money. And that doesn't bother me how they spend their money, right? It really doesn't. And I go, well, it's such a dangerous thing to do. Well, so is rock climbing. So, right, so is skydiving. I've been out skydiving. I've never done it myself. I don't want to do it. I have no desire to do it. But I've driven people out and they strap themselves to somebody and jump out of a plane attached to some fucking carny. Those carnivals come to town on Long Island. I'm sure they come to your town. You know, those little fucking ones where all the meth heads put together. Is that not, like, when we get on the fucking merry-go-round or the Ferris wheel at a carny carnival, is that not kind of the equivalent of doing something stupid? Like, you're putting your life in the hands of these fucking idiots? Fly Southwest, same thing. You know, and people are just, I think what people are just angry at these people for doing that. And before I go into the anger of it, like first of all, the jokes are, like, I will never, ever, ever tell people to not joke. There's no such thing as an inappropriate joke. I mean, there's an inappropriate time. I get that. There's an inappropriate place. But I don't believe in an inappropriate joke. I think if the joke is told well, I'm a big fan of the joke. But I was kind of fascinated by the people who, you know, and it was always the same hacky jokes. You know, what do you call two billionaires at the bottom of the ocean? A good start. It's an old joke about lawyers. You know, billionaires are good people deep down, right? And it's, there was a few good ones, but the rest were all just repeated because everybody's a hack. And I really was fascinated, you know, by people. What got me was the thing, the comments that got me, and I got caught into another page on fucking Facebook where the idiots hang out. The same idiots who kind of attacking me now because I said I don't have a problem with Florida. I like the people down there, despite what anyone's political beliefs are, and I'm being attacked. Go on to Facebook, follow my page, lads, on Facebook. You'll see what I'm talking about. I'm not making this up. Like, see my polite comments and watch the response I get for my polite comments. I ain't making it up. Mick Thomas Comedy on Facebook. But anyway, you know, and then some of the comments are, if they're not a hacky joke, they are, I'm glad they're dead. What? Yeah, they fucked them. Okay. They shouldn't have that much money. So I'll stop you there. That's where I kind of started to go, all right. I came across a page on Facebook. Again, I don't like to give them their names because they don't deserve the credit. They don't deserve the shout out. But it's a page something like Eat the Rich or something like that. It's something close to, like, I'm not giving away what the page is, but that's the kind of name it has. And that'll tell you all that is. And I spoke about it before. It's the same kind of page that when I did on last week about the Elon Musk episode. But it is a lot of people out there that are saying people shouldn't have that kind of money. There's no such thing as billionaires. And I'm like an idiot. I kind of respond. But let me ask a question. There's no thing as a billionaire, right? Nobody should have that kind of money. But when do you stop? When do you stop making money? When do you stop? Where's your cutoff point? When you got to go, enough now, I got to hand it over to, when does that happen? Like, I believe Kevin Hart is going to, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, I believe Kevin Hart is about to make $1 billion. I think either the end of this year or the end of next year, he's projected. J.K. Rowling is worth about $820 million right now, not too far off $1 billion, right? So, but when? Like, when do you stop making money that you're happy with? And then some people in that comments who get behind that page would say something like, I would give away 90% of it and then 10% is all I would need. Well, 10% of $1 billion, some people would still say that's too much for you to have. So when do you stop? When are you happy with what you have? Do you know what I mean? And then the same people who like, oh, these billionaires are spending $250,000 on a submarine to go to the bottom of the ocean when all that money could be better spent. Let me tell you something, funny enough, for those of you who are tweeting and Facebooking from your cell phones, which again, I've covered before, the batteries do come from legit, honest to God, slaves. I saw a video the other day of a slave mine where they're trying to mine to get batteries for your, not obviously not literally or fully ready-made battery, but they get the lithium for your battery and the whole mine collapsed, and there's a father trying to dig out his five-year-old son because the son is in there trying to work too. 5 years old. And you know what I mean? Like, oh, this is an outrage. So let's take those people, for example, right? Those slaves that are giving you the battery life, the battery, as we say in Ireland, that's giving you the battery for you to be outraged about millionaires and billionaires. When you have, like, when you go off, oh, the TV doesn't work. When you go online at Black Friday, you lazy animal fucks, and you go to Black Friday sales and you trample on each other with your lack of dignity and self-respect, when you trample on each other for that extra television that you don't need in your house, so when you've got a second television, those people who are working in those mines, and you have to understand, you are part of the 1%, not of America, so that's why it stings. But what if I told you, which you probably know this already, you are part of the 1% of the world, meaning one in four people. Right, you are one out of four people, right? You are the one who made it. Other three people in that group are starving. They have no clean water, probably diseases that they can't get cured. And so when you go out and buy your extra television for your bedroom, because that's where the magic happens, apparently. I don't have a TV in my bedroom. I don't believe in TVs in bedrooms. But when it's in bedrooms where the magic happens, you go off to Walmart and buy a fucking $250 TV, because that's how much they are now. Remember, TVs used to be like $10,000 for a plasma, and a plasma TV, if you left it on too long and turned it off, like, your image would burn on the screen. Right now you go to Walmart, you can buy a fucking TV, $200. I saw one the other day, it was like a 72 inch, I'm not kidding, $300 for a 72 inch, and it was a Samsung, it wasn't a cheap make. Right, so when you go buy that extra TV, that's what you're doing to the rest of the world, the other 99% of the world's population, you hypocritical fucks, you. You understand? So just instead of worrying about what other people have or what you don't have, worry about what you do have. And worry about, no matter what your problems are in your life, that someone always out there would love to have your problem, your situation. It's a fact. It's a fact, right? So I just find that funny how people are attacking it. But let's look at the actual submarine thing again, right? Let's look at other things. Maybe, right, and you know me, you know McThomas hates all media, believes they're all scum, believes they're all liars, believes there's always an agenda, right, and it's attached to whoever's in charge in government. And there's the shadow ban, there it is. Let's talk about what else happened this week, right, because we know what happened in the world this week, everybody. Submarine went down, oh no, that's all we talked about. Two billionaires died. Right, people lost their lives and we're celebrating the loss of lives. Okay, that's what we want to do. But let's look at what else happened. You know what else happened this week, by the way? The US registration, they pushed through this week when you were all watching submarine stuff. This is a fact, by the way, so go check it out. It's not me, Thomas, being a conspiracy guy, because I ain't one of those guys. I just like to get from different, get information from different outlets. So the US regulation have put through synthetic lab grown meats now. Okay, so now they've, government said, sign on dotted line, we approve that. Hang on a second, what does that mean? Well, we're going to manufacture meat. So they've made chickens made from animal cells. So they're making fake chicken, like legit alive chickens from animal cells. They're cloning chickens with two heads. They're fucked up on chemicals. They're fucked up on steroids and everything. And we go ahead and we gave them permission to do that, right? So two California companies, they got together and they decided to sell this shit to us, right? So that's fine. You're thinking, so some guy, some company out there, some smart guy, somebody's got to get involved in it, right? Someone invented a fidget spinner. Remember fidget spinners? They came out, you couldn't get one. You'd put them to 7-Eleven, gone. Gas station, gone. Couldn't get a fidget spinner. Someone had to jump on that bandwagon and get a fidget spinner and off they go. So who invented this, right? Who went out and watched, what are the companies that got together and made all this fake chicken that the US government has said, sure, go ahead, get it. Control all the food. Okay, I'm assuming it's some farmer, right? It is. Must be some farmer, right? Some big kind of globerate farmer who works for, you know, gives kickbacks to the government, right? Some guy out in Idaho, right? He's got his straw and his fucking scarecrows in his field. No, funny enough, Bill Gates owns the company. Bill Gates, the guy who made computers, is now a farmer. Did you know that? Did you know Bill Gates? Not only is he a farmer, but he owns the vast majority. No, not the vast, the large, the most. He's the biggest farm yard, biggest, I can't speak to it, the biggest farmland owner in America is a computer guy. The same guy owns this new fucking company that makes all these fake meats, all this synthetic shit. Now, he's bought all this land, and you know what's funny? He's not doing anything with it. He's not farming. There's no farming going ahead. Nothing's happening on. There's no construction. He's not building homes. He's not building factories for people to, you know, let's maybe create some jobs in this country so we don't have to send our stuff overseas. No, Bill Gates has done nothing with the land, and he's the biggest farmland owner in America right now. So what's he going to do with it? Let's see. You think for a second that now that the food chain supply is going to be fucking owned by this guy, you think eventually we're not going to be able to get fucking food anywhere? There was an egg shortage. I don't know why there was an egg shorter. Maybe because all the hens are identifying as roosters, right? Because it's the month for that. Nobody knows why. Nobody knows why this guy is now controlling all the fucking... Now he's going to control all the meat and he controls all the land in America. Funny that, right? All right, let's look at that. That's one story you could have missed this week while we were looking at billionaires dying. How about look at another one? They pulled us... they arrested... You can Google their names. There's many two names for me too. It's like, you know, the Oscars when someone dies every year and you want to read off the list of people. That list is way too long. Literally all in a horrible tragedy. What an awful year for all these people to die at the Oscars. Coming through the border from Mexico into Texas, they were able to arrest 123 people on the terrorist watch list. That's 123 that they got, not including, they don't know how many went through. But again, let's not look at that. Also, 700 people seeking asylum came in on boats, sank, right? All 700 dead. We don't want to talk about that this week. And what about the big story? The biggest story this week? Obviously, it's a submarine story. No, how about Hunter Biden? Again, shadow banned, right? So this is another thing that happened this week. Hunter Biden, his court case went through. He pleaded guilty to a few charges, to two charges in particular, that were he hasn't paid taxes, right? One of them was tax evasion. He didn't pay his taxes on it. So let's look at tax evasion, right? Wow, that's a tough one. That is a heavy one. Tax evasion, you don't want to fuck around with the government's money. Let's look at Wesley Snipes. Wesley Snipes got 3 years in jail for fuck, and he didn't even do his accountant fucked up, right? So Wesley Snipes got 3 years in jail for fucking up his taxes. Oh boy, I don't like this. How about Mike the Situation? The abs, man. What did that? He fucked up on his taxes. 8 months in jail. That is terrible. And what about the other guy? Kodak Black. You know Kodak Black, you know who he is? One of the other charges that came in, he was lying on a gun. Gun paper form, on a gun application form. He lied. He put the wrong information. Well, that guy, Kodak Black, look him up. I'm not making this up. He got 46 months in jail for lying on a gun application, right? These two crimes, tax evasion, lying on a gun application, and there was more there. So all these people who did time, Snipes did 3 years, Mike the Situation did 8 months, Kodak Black did 46 months. Surely, how long has Hunter Biden gone to jail for? 0 days. 0 days, right? That's the people that are running the shit right now. And again, you wonder why Mick Thomas doesn't like the fucking media. I don't like the media. Why? Because they're like, look over here. Oh, the submarine isn't that terrible. Quickly, more jokes. That's a funny one. Yeah, at the bottom of the ocean. That's so funny. You should do a meme with a picture of Jack and Rose on it and do all that stuff. Yeah, look at that over here. Quickly, hurry up. Quickly, get that thing pushed through. Sign it. Sign the fucking thing. Quickly, Hunter Biden. No jail. Just go to the back room and shush, keep your mouth shut. Oh, look at this one. Billionaires shouldn't have that kind of money. See what happens when you spend that kind of money? Yeah, get those 123 terrorists on the watches. Get them the fuck out of here quickly. Quickly, because if the fucking US people know we're letting terrorists into the country, we're fucked. No, get rid of them quickly. Oh, no. Wouldn't it be funny if you had, like, orcas swimming by the thing and how they're attacking yachts right now? Yeah, you should definitely do that too. That would be amazing. Look, don't worry about the meats. Look, they're not going to know that Bill Gates is going to own all the land in the country, and eventually we're going to run out of food, but we're going to have to go to Bill Gates for the food. No, it's not going to be healthy food. It's going to be shit food. Get all that shit out of here. We're watching the fucking submarine thing over here. Okay, we done? Is the week over? Everybody good? Terrorists are gone? Good. Bill Gates, you're okay? You're hiding? Hunter Biden, you're going to that party tonight at the gala with everybody with the tuxedo right after you got off everything? Okay, good. And, oh, we found a sub and everybody's dead. Oh my God, good night, everybody. Open your eyes, everybody, all right? Open your eyes. Stop listening to the media and question who you vote for. Here's something. If you don't like who's going, get them out. Again, this episode is probably never going to air. It's probably going to get shut down. If you listen to it, I do appreciate it. As always, thanks for listening. Thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing, and coming on back. And as always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you.